It's holiday time, and Dr. Strangelove and Mr. B are planning on going away on a holiday together. No, not like that. They're taking Olipop on a hair-raising adventure that none of them will ever forget. Dr. S, are you fully packed?
Oh, yes, Mr. B. I most certainly am. I'm all packed up and ready and raring to go.
Hey, let me out this bag.
And so's Ollie.
Isn't it a bit cruel sticking Ollie in a bag?
You know, you may be right. I should put some air holes in with this big knife. Take that and that and that. Feel better now, Ollie? I suppose that silence means he's okay.
Is he dead?
No, but you two are going to be when I finally get out of here.
Oh dear, he's not happy.
Congratulations, Mr. Pop. You've just bought yourself another 24 hours travel with Bag Airways. Or however long it will be.
What? Are we flying?
Well, you can if you stand still and flap your arms a bit. Go on. One, two, one, two, one, two. But no, we three are going mountain climbing.
Mountain?
Climbing?
That's what I said.
But you don't know the first thing about mountain climbing.
And you haven't put the lottery on.
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, it's a double round over this week. Might get a load of wonga.
A load of what?
Money. He means money.
Oh, the lottery is a swizz. I've been doing it now since it started 15 years ago. And what have I won?
What have you won?
Not a sausage.
Yeah, well, technically, that's not telling us what you won. It's telling us what you didn't win.
Oh, somebody give him a kick.
Oh, no. If we fear to go climbing a mountain together, we shall have to learn to cooperate.
That's very wise.
Yeah, we should lock him up in a bag more often.
Oh, no, you're not. You're letting me out of this bag right here and now. Go on, let me out.
Oh, let him out, Dr. S.
Oh, very well.
Right, think of me as your mountaineering teacher.
More like a little hillock.
A little what?
A hillock, you know, like a tiny hill.
I shall henceforth ignore all further jokes about my size, as I am here to show you the ropes. Here they are.
Oh, yes!
So then, what mountaineering experience do you have?
Not a sausage.
Yeah, I'm afraid that's true.
Well then, what mountaineering terminology do you understand?
Well...
I should make things a little easier for you. Do you know what a mountain looks like?
Yeah, of course we do.
Right, now we're getting somewhere.
And I made up a little song about mountaineering. Would you like to hear it?
Oh, not particularly.
Go on, indulge him a little.
It goes a little something like this. Mountain climbing, oh mountain climbing, climb that mountain when you're mountain climbing. Everybody go, a mountain climbing, cause you're climbing a mountain when you're mountain climbing.
Oh yes, very good, yes.
Rap.
Everybody, take it from the top. We shall sing as we go, and go as we sing.
Oh no.
One, two, three, four. Mountain climbing, oh mountain climbing, climb that mountain when you're mountain climbing.
Oh, how much longer now?
About another 10 minutes, and we'll have reached the traffic lights.
Oh, it'll take us ages to reach that gitting mountain.
No, it won't. Look, it's right over there.
You have a mountain at the bottom of your street.
Well, yes. It's called Mount Vushka.
That is so strange.
No, it's more like strange. Yeah, you're getting it.
Oh, look, you two, stop fanning about and get up that mountain, quick.
Yes, of course. This is no time for having strange lessons. We have some serious mountain climbing to do.
Okay.
Well, we're halfway up the mountain now.
How can you tell?
There's a kiosk over there that says halfway stop.
Oh, yes. I must get myself a lottery ticket. You two want anything?
Oh, yes. I'll have a...
Get your own.
I knew I shouldn't have let him out of that bag.
Hey, Dr. S, here's one. Where does a general keep his armies?
I don't know, Mr. B. Where does a general keep his armies?
Up his sleeve.
I knew I shouldn't have brought another bag. To be sick in.
Oh, come on, Dr. S. Look, we'll go and see what Ollie's up to at the kiosk.
Oi, service, service, oi!
He's not having much luck.
Here, Mr. Pop, let me try. Ah, that thing gave me a bot of a chick.
Oh, I like your new hairdo.
What? My hair?
It's all sticking up, like a punk hedgehog.
The frizz is the biz.
So then, where is the man? I mean, why have a kiosk halfway up a mountain if there's nobody there to run the damn thing?
There is a man, he's over there and he's frozen solid.
Oh yes, lucky I have a hairdryer. That'll thaw him out.
Oh, da! Thanks, man.
Hello, are you all right? What happened to you?
I was just out watering me petunias when me watering can exploded in me face. And what with it being so getting cold up here, me body went all stiff.
Who sold you this exploding watering can? I would like his name and telephone number.
Why, are you going to complain on my behalf?
No, I want to be able to use an exploding watering can in my act. People love big bangs.
Oh, so you are three comedians?
Yeah.
Of sorts.
Well, you'd have to be wearing those trousers. My name's Fred.
Fred?
Fred, Lord of Mount Vushka.
What? You mean you're royalty?
No, I'm Lord of Nobody. Nobody else comes up here, you see.
I'm not surprised. It's a flipping long way to come just for a lottery ticket.
Oh, you want to buy a lottery ticket, do you?
Yes, how many more times?
Very well, I shall give you a lottery ticket. The winning lottery ticket, if and only if...
Yes?
If you laugh at my joke...
Oh, well, I don't know about you three chaps, but I reckon it all sounds perfectly reasonable.
The joke is thus. Where does a general keep his armies?
Up his sleeveys?
Oh, you've gone and spoiled it now.
Oh, no!
You were all meant to laugh at my funny little joke, and instead you ruined it. You all ruined it for me.
Oh, there. It wasn't your fault.
No, it was yours, and now I'm going to have to kill you all with this harpoon gun.
Oh, no!
Eh, what's that noise?
Oh, don't worry, it's just an avalanche.
Oh, right.
Avalanche?
Hey, do I still get a lottery ticket?